What is up, everybody? We are back with episode 2 of Jackson and Gianna's movie adventure. Last week, we talked about Truman and did it really make sense? So make sure to go follow. Make sure to go see that video, blah, blah, blah. Link should be in the description or maybe right here. Maybe there's a card in the corner. Go click that card. Go watch that video. So this week, Gianna, what is our film if they couldn't tell already?
You couldn't tell. We had to bust out the Halloween costumes for this one, but we are talking about Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Like last episode, this episode will contain spoilers. Pretty much all of them will, but it's important to give a little reminder. So if you haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, it's still in theaters, surprising enough. I'd look this one up just to make sure. But it's now available for rent on certain platforms, but also this week started selling physical copies. So check it out there. And if you want to go even further back and watch Top Gun, the original, it's currently streaming on Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, and also available to rent elsewhere. We saw this movie when it came out in theaters together, and Jackson, you had a pretty strong reaction. And by that, I
love this movie.
You get a little emotional towards the end, which I don't blame. That's how you know it's a good movie. So tell us what you thought about
Top Gun. Great film. I love the original. I wasn't the biggest fan of the original. I thought I was like, oh, this is a solid Top Gun movie or Tom Cruise film. But then I saw this one. I was hyped for this one. My dad was hyped. I was like, yo, did you see Top Gun Maverick? The sequel's coming. I was like, I cannot wait. So I was super excited to see it. And then we saw it. This is definitely the definition of a movie theater movie. The sound, everything, it just made you feel 10 times better being there in the theater. So yeah, I would give this was an instant 5 out of 5 when I watched it, just because the storylines, the characterization, and then the cinematography of the flight scenes were just chef's kiss.
I'd have to agree with you on all those levels, except I wasn't planning on seeing this movie. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen the first. It's on my watch list and something I need to get around to do. But if I didn't go see it with you and then our friends who were all home for the summer, I don't think I would have saw it. But I am glad I did, because it was a really fun movie and it was an all-around great experience. There were people cheering, people clapping. The film and the movie just looked great on the big screen and the sound was very epic. So just basically everything Jackson said, I think I gave it a 5 as well. I don't know, I could be wrong, but if I went back and I had to think of a rating to give it in this moment, it'd probably be a 5.
You would not give it a 5. There's no way.
I think I would, because it was a good movie, objectively. Like, there were parts that I was a little confused on because of, like, references to the past movies, which is understandable because I just hadn't seen it, and that's on my bad. But it, like, translated well, though. Like, I never found myself, like, oh, I'm so confused. And I think just overall, it was a very like high performing movie. So there's no reason not to.
But is it a top 4 on your letterbox? I don't think so.
No, I haven't seen the first. So, and like you said, you and your dad were excited for this one. Like, my dad was excited too, but it's not like, I don't know. I didn't have anyone.
You knew too, though, going into this. I was like, oh, I don't want to. I was like, let's watch the first one before we go in. You're like, nah, I want to go in blind. I'm like, all right.
Okay. You caught me there.
I think legit, if you watch the first one, it makes the second one go from a 4 to a 5.
Yeah, which makes sense though too, because it's such a big deal. It's still in theaters and it came out what, like 4 months ago, and it's like coming back for that sequel, like makes it even better. And I definitely don't think it missed on the revival part, at least.
Well, no, it definitely didn't. But I think, from my experience, the emotional appeal, right, the mm-hmm. reason to really care, is coming from the original, not from this one.
Yeah.
Because like if what's his face, Miles Teller's character wasn't related to Goose, like wasn't the son mm-hmm. of Goose, it, or like if you don't know who Goose is, you don't really care about his character too much. That's one thing mm-hmm. I kind of was like, yeah, like you like his character. His character was pretty good, but him being related to Goose from the original, talk to me,
Let's
Goose.
See. That was another one of the good things, though, is that they went back and they actually did pull a clip from the original movie of Goose and Maverick. So not only were...
I mean, a little flashback, yeah.
Yeah, but still, not only were, like, younger audiences who maybe haven't been exposed to the original, but people like me who hadn't seen the original were still able to make that connection and have that kind of, like... I don't want to say attachment, because obviously it's not attachment since I haven't seen the first one, but... had that just connection made.
Yeah, but then you don't get the appeal of Iceman coming back in. Like,
you were confused at that part. Yeah.
Because you don't understand.
I figured it only makes sense that it's a past member, but.
Yeah, but you don't know what his character was about in the first one.
Okay, yeah, you're fair. So long story short, I need to go back and watch the first one and then rewatch this one. But I'll get on it at some point, I swear.
All right.
But like, there's so many things about that movie that just like makes it so appealing, like even to like the random viewer on the street who's seeing a poster or a trailer. One of the things that I did, like after watching this movie, I kept thinking about it. And I went back and I started watching clips on YouTube and everything of like behind the scenes and specific scenes. And something you mentioned earlier, those flight scenes were incredible. And that's like a big part of the movie. Like, yes, there is like stuff on ground and there's drama taking place and outside of the Top Gun training academy, but it's really crazy how all those actors had to go through the training to be into the plane, because it's not an easy task. And like flying is one thing, but the training to get there is another thing. So I'll have to link that video I watched because it was super interesting to see, but which makes me think, like, would you want to be a pilot?
I think it's interesting to look at the film and look at the percentage of those scenes, you know, and see how much, like, is it a medium close-up, I guess, if you want to call it, of Tom Cruise or Miles Teller or any of the other pilots in their jets, right? And seeing, like, what percentage of the movie is it? Because it felt like it definitely repeated a lot. And, like, obviously, you kind of have to. It's, like, about people flying planes. So I want to go back and, like, kind of, like, just time it from the second. There's probably math out there. Mm-hmm. But would I want to be a pilot? I mean, like, maybe, like, it'd be cool to, like, fly a, like, a basic plane. But I definitely would not want to fly a jet or anything like that.
No.
Because I feel like it'd be too fast.
Yeah, it's fast. It's crazy. There's so many things going on all at once. I don't think... Oh, I wouldn't want to do it personally. If you weren't here for the last episode, I'm scared of airplanes. For me, personally, I'm petrified of flying on airplanes. So we'll just lay that down. That's the base level. One reason why I wouldn't do it. But then again, like, it's so stressful. And there's so many things that have to be, like, things that need to go right, but also, like, things that could go wrong while in the plane and in the air. And it's just you and your co-pilot, depending on what plane you're in. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of a really, like, daunting task.
Yeah, no. Like, I would definitely fly a plane over a helicopter, because I feel like a helicopter is really more. Yeah.
Helicopters just don't make sense to begin with.
It's all about balance with a helicopter, which is weird. Like, I'm not gonna get into that, but yeah, a helicopter would definitely just throw me off and be way too more stressful. But if I can just learn how to take off and land, maybe do some turns, I'm chilling with that. That's my ideal flying. I'm not the biggest guy of heights, but I can go in a commercial airplane, no problems. So
say you were an actor though in this situation, where not being like a pilot in general, but being a pilot for a movie, and you still have to go through all that training. If you were offered the position, would you want to be one of the actors?
Would I have to fly? Did they fly?
Yeah, they did. So
okay, they probably didn't. They didn't fly extremely though. Then,
well, that's like the thing, though, is it's that video I'm talking about. They set all those guys, all the actors in the film, had to go through flight training and get cleared to be on this
plane.
That's just basic
flight training though. You know what I mean? Like, that's something I would love to do one day, is just learn how to like go through basic training and then like one day maybe like own a plane and fly it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And now I'd be like, oh yeah, for a role. Like, I'm getting paid to do this instead of paying.
Yeah. So that's a good point. It's so intense though. Like, I forget who was talking about it, but then they have like all the cameras too, and from like a filmmaker perspective, like the director of Top Gun, I don't remember who did it, but they had to set up all those cameras, and it's kind of crazy to be like not only flying in one of those, well, they're not flying it, but being a passenger in one of these planes, but also having to deliver your lines and like stay on track with the story. It's like another level to that. I don't think I could do the whole acting part. I'd be too freaked out.
Well, I'm not an actor myself. I don't strive to be one, even though I think give me some acting lessons and I can definitely pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I, yeah, like this is this, these roles, I think it's, when's Oscar season? That already passed, right?
No, it's coming up. It's, the Oscars are in late March, early April, I believe. I don't know.
So this should be nominated for something, right? They haven't come, they came out with, those were the Emmys, I think they came out with. But yeah. It would be interesting to see what these characters or what these actors get recognition for in this film. Because I could think the amount of work to, like, I guess, like, act at the level they did in this film mm-hmm. is different than any other film that they've done. Or any film ever, for that matter. Because, like, you kind of have to configure your way. I don't know how to really say it. But you have to look like you're flying a plane, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just, like, normal commercial flight. No, you got to act like you're spinning, you're losing, you're fainting, mm-hmm. you're going through all of the inertia problems that pilots do. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like if they don't get the Oscar recognition, the system is broken.
I think the system's broken to begin with, but it will be interesting to see what does happen at the Oscars. I'm not necessarily a big awards person myself, but
we'll definitely have to do a show on that. That would be a good one.
Oh, future, for sure.
That's a teaser.
Don't forget it. Come back in a couple months and we'll do it. But yeah. So that kind of answers the question of, would you want to do it? But that leads to the even greater question of, could you do it? Like you said, like, yeah, I could do it if I was an actor. I was getting paid to do it. But the Air Force has really strict requirements of what it takes to be a pilot. I think this summer, some friends and I at work were looking up what it would take to be a pilot. And we went down this whole rabbit hole of different armed forces requirements. And one of the things that I found really interesting was the Air Force pilot requirements, because it is a very small percentage of people that can do it and get to do it, not only because of like academics and all the time and effort that goes into it, but also because of things that are more uncontrollable. So I went to the Air Force website, and I'll link it here so people can look at it if you're interested to see the full examples and prompts and what it really takes. But I took down a few notes of things that I thought were interesting. So I want to pose to you, while you say, yes, I want to do it, whether it be mm-hmm. for the actor's sake or like flying a plane, but mm-hmm. could you do it? So here we go.
Let's see. Put me to the test.
The baseline is the minimum education of a bachelor's degree.
I'm on my track to get that.
Exactly. So you pass that test because you're on your way. So keep that in mind. But along with that, okay, I was confused by you putting the one up for a second. Keep that number in mind. But with that, there's a handful of other task-specific trainings. So you have to go through all that. But there's another weird requirement about ages, which makes sense if you think about it more, but you must have begun your flight training between the ages of 18 and 33.
I still got time.
So you can start now.
That is two.
You have plenty of time on that one. But then one of the things that makes sense and like in reality, but things that did catch me off guard is that they're very specific height and weight requirements, depending on what aircraft you're going to fly. So, for example, I did a little digging, and in Top Gun, they fly uh-huh. the F-14 Tomcats. So I thought these were more strict, and I think it does depend on the aircraft, but for what I found for these ones, it's slightly more lenient. You need to be between the heights of, get this, 5'2 and 6'5. So it's kind of a wider range, but you pass. So there you go. I was surprised on this one too, because me being on the lower end of that scale, I could still be a pilot. All right. So I could. It says it here. And just wait. I might
imagine have you flying an airplane. That's another discussion.
Okay. So then after these baseline things, there's more training. So an example, like basic calendar of what that might look like is 9.5 weeks of officer training, then to 1 year flight training. And towards the end of your 1 year flight training, you get assigned like a specific aircraft based on like how you perform and your general interest. which leads to another session of flight training that can go from 6 months to 1 year, depending on what you're flying and how those go, which underneath that, it also said that this would lead to 10 years of active duty service, which I think can change depending on the situation and your like task. But back to the height thing, because it's a big deal in these planes, because if you think about it, not just in reality, but in the movie, it's not a whole lot of room in there in the seat. So the Air Force encourages all heights to apply for this position, but if people are deemed too short or too tall, there's extra health screenings they have to go through to make sure they're able to perform their operations and duties. So being 5'4", I might have to get some extra scans along the way, but I could still do it. Here's where the list gets slightly more interesting. Not that this isn't interesting at all, but pilots must meet Air Force weight and physical conditioning requirements.
All right, here's the big one.
There's no specifics for this one. These are all kind of general. Well, this one at least. But there's definitely more you can look into. I watched, back to my original YouTube video comment, I watched another YouTube video of a YouTuber, I forget who it was, so I'll have to link that video too, where she goes and she rides in the back of a plane for, she has like extreme challenges or something. So she has to go through, and she's shorter too. She has to go through all the tests and like physical exercise, and they like test for like the force that's being put on and everything, and if she can take it, not just because of her height and weight and how her body is, but also because of her like level of fitness. Have no history of hay fever, asthma, or allergies after the age of 12. You're in the clear.
I had asthma for a little bit. That's like a little baby.
I was going to say, you looked nervous on that one, but
I'm good.
You made it past. Which basically pilot also almost. At first was like asthma, but it makes sense because you're flying in the plane and there's such limited oxygen. But here's where your path might get a little smaller. Normal color vision with near visual. Okay, I don't know what these numbers mean because I got lucky with good eyesight. So this might make a little bit more sense to you. So you'll have to.
But I'm wearing my glasses now.
Normal color vision with near visual acuity, I don't know, of 20/30 without correction, and distance visual acuity no worse than 20/70 in each eye, correctable to 20/20.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, me neither.
So like, wait. You can't. So did it say not non-correctional? Wait, no. I can wear glasses.
It can be correctable up to 20/20 vision. But the eyesight, like,
I'm chilling.
It makes me think back to, have you seen the movie Little Miss Sunshine?
No.
With Paul Dano and Steve Carell.
Nope.
And
nope.
It's a really good movie. And if you haven't seen it yet, I think you should go check it out. But there is a scene with Paul Dano's character, Dwight, who wants to be a pilot. And I won't say any more than that. But some of these requirements do come into play. And then I could be wrong on this one. And I don't want to throw you on the spot with what your eye doctor might have said in the past. But meet a stigma requirement.
Oh, no.
So if you have a stigma, I don't think you can be a pilot, depending on how bad it is. But you could be thinking, well, that's what corrective eye surgery is for. Wrong. Corrective eye surgery could be a disqualifier. So Jackson,
are
you still a pilot?
I was still in the running? I guess diagnosed with a stigma in my left eye, so that might be a problem. And I guess I asked my eye doctor, right? What is a stigma? And she was like, it's like the flatness of the eye, right? Like So I guess my left eye, I do have a little astigma, but not enough for like the astigma contact lenses. Because my left one says poor astigma, and that's how I know it's for my left one.
So maybe you're in the clear because case to case. Because I did have to look it up too, and I was writing this down, and I was like, what is astigma? And I was like, oh my gosh, I think Jackson has said that word before.
Look up a stigma like lights. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, there was that, I saw this video and it was like people with people, how different people see the world. And it's like people with a stigma. And it's like the lights, like a stoplight or life. What am I? Stoplights. Yeah. They like look different.
Okay, I'm going to look it up and I'll throw a picture in here so everyone
throw it in there. It is trippy because I was like, wait, that's not how it normally looks. It's a little blurry.
Like, oh, this is like this.
Yes.
That's how lights. Maybe I have a stigma. I haven't been to the eye doctor in a long time. But lights, like,
I could be a pilot and a doctor because I just diagnosed you.
Okay, but then again, the lights look like that after a swim practice and I'd been in the chlorine for hours on end. But
excuses. Excuses.
Maybe I should go to the doctor next time.
Maybe you should go to the doctor and get tested for a stigma.
Maybe. But I thought that was interesting. And it's a common thing too, apparently. Like a lot of people.
What, astigmatism?
Yeah, a lot of people have that. So go to the eye doctor, check it out. And then the last big requirement on their general requirement list was to have or be within 365 days of receiving a bachelor's degree, either Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science in any major with a GPA of at least 2.5.
Wait, what was the day requirement? 30 days?
365 a year.
So a year, so you have to start training after you grad, like a year after. With the year
you have to be within a year. So say you were a senior in college and you wanted to start training once you got out of college. Mm-hmm. As long as you're in a year of getting your bachelor degree, you can start training.
So let's say I'm like 2 years after I graduate college. I can't.
Well, no, because you have it. It's you have to have it or be within those
days. Oh, we're so chilling then. I'm a pilot.
Okay.
I'm a pilot. You're telling me I'm a pilot. You're telling me I'm a pilot.
I think so. But then again, you never know. You have to pass all the trainings, pass all the classes you're required to take in order to be a pilot. But if you're so confident in being a pilot, what's your call sign? What do you think your call sign would be if you were a pilot?
Let's see. What do we got? What do we got from the film? Right? Obviously, there's different ones in real life. But we got Maverick, Rooster.
Bob. I'll have you know I'm repping the Maverick patch today.
I lost my Goose one. You're gonna be so upset at me.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
This came with Maverick and Goose, and Jackson's like, please give me the Goose one. And I did.
Yeah, because talk to me, Goose.
But he lost it.
Where's it at? Oh, I definitely had it. I literally took it off this. Dang it. It'll turn up, and I'll post it on Instagram.
Hopefully. Yeah.
But I found
you have to prove to the people you didn't lose.
I have
lose
to prove
it.
To the people that I did not lose
break
it.
Break my trust.
Yeah.
Mr. Pilot.
I will find it.
We're
what would your call sign be?
I don't know.
I look for this patch.
I'm trying to think. Well, the call signs in the movie, as you started to list before you realized you lost my patch, are all kind of like intimidating. I'm trying to think of other ones from this movie. Phoenix, Hangman, Bob. Okay, that one. Which makes you think of the Minion. So I can't really say
King
that
Bob.
One's too intimidating. But I'm trying to think of nicknames. In high school, my friends all called me John, spelt G-O-N. So I feel like maybe something like that. Or
maybe.
My family friends started calling me the sniper because, well, it's kind of basic, but like, that's because cool. I always have the good comebacks and the wrong moments. And they never see it coming. They never see it coming. So I just kind of snipe them in.
Sniper. Mm-mm.
So I think,
gosh,
I'd have to think about this a little more. Maybe ask. If you're watching this video, comment down below what you think our call signs should be.
I want yours too. Let's see. Admiral, that'd be a pretty good one. I just saw that in the recommended feed, so that just came out of nowhere. But Admiral.
I was going to say.
Gee, this was like a very interesting question. We definitely should have made custom ones.
We could have.
For our costumes. But I think
we talked about this a little before, but
What did I say?
Probably Jack.
I like JJ. JJ's not bad.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard anyone call you that. Not that you have to be
JJ,
called that,
JJ.
But
yeah.
Makes me think of the kid from Outer Banks.
Jackie D could be one, but that might be too. Jackie D.
Sounds like my grandma's name.
Yeah.
You can do better.
There's a lot out there. We'll definitely have to figure it out.
Double J.
Check the comments because we might pin a comment with our guests. With our guests of our name.
It's kind of fun.
Check Twitter. Because I'll start tweeting stuff on Twitter. It's like, what if this? What about this?
Hey, at least you know you could be a pilot. And you can walk around. And next time you're sitting in a class and they're like, Jackson, tell us one fun fact about yourself. You can say,
I'm eligible to be a pilot.
According to Air Force rules and requirements, I'm eligible to be a pilot.
I'm only one signing of a sheet away from becoming a pilot.
What's stopping you?
To become. I like being on the ground. And technically, I have to wait like 2.5 more years. So
yeah,
can't do it right now.
That is a true point. Yeah. So there is something stopping you. And your is, minor
right
stigma.
Right now, I cannot become a pilot, but talk to me in 2 years. And talk to me in 3 years, and I might be a pilot.
I guess we'll
I might be doing some of those flyovers at football games, because who doesn't love flyovers? Flyover.
That would be up your alley. That's why he's joining the Air Force.
That's why, so I can fly over football over games pilot. And get free admission.
Do they really get free admission?
I mean, probably.
It makes sense. Well, actually, that's kind of funny because I was thinking about skydiving earlier because I was scrolling through TikTok. There was a video of a guy skydiving into Nebraska's field. I thought that was pretty cool.
Never skydiving.
Comment down below if you think Jackson and I should go skydiving next episode.
If we hit 1 million subscribers, I'll go skydiving.
And I'll go with you.
Okay. If we hit 1 million subscribers on All Jacked Up, I'll shake on it right now. And that is before, that has to be before.
No.
2030. That has to be before 2030. That's reachable. That's fair.
Subscribe.
No, because if we keep doing this, we definitely should be growing subscribers. Let me think of a reasonable year. What was it, 2022 right now? 2022. Let me think. If we hit 1 million subscribers before November 1st, 2027, I'll give you 5 years. I will go skydiving. If we hit it before then. If we don't, and we hit it like after we're not posting for over 10 years and people see this,
we'll go bungee jumping. Take it down a notch.
No, I even probably hate that worse. Actually, no, I don't.
No, I would not bungee jump.
No. We'll go, you know what? If we hit it within the 5 years, we'll go actual skydiving. If we hit it after that 5 years, we'll go to iFly.
I called it Sky High for a second.
Sky High.
No.
You know what? I like that even more. I like that even more. We'll go to Sky High.
No, iFly. Well, actually, my family went. Have you ever been to iFly?
Nope.
Back in our hometown, they have an iFly. And my family went for my brother's birthday, and I did not go on the thing. I went to iFly, but I didn't do iFly. I was scared, okay? Wimp. It was a couple of years ago, though. Wimp. Whatever. I'll take it. It's fine, because it won't be a wimp when we're going real skydiving.
No. Okay, if you had to describe Top Gun Maverick in 3 words, what would be your 3 words?
Movie of the summer.
That's four.
Okay, well, those are my words.
Go
Fast,
not furious. I'm just kidding. I would go fast, emotional, exhilarating.
Exhilarating is a good
one. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very creative.
We should do that. That's what we should do to end every episode. Our 3 words to describe this film.
Up
for Truman, I would go TV, chaotic. What's the last one I'm looking for? Unhumane. Or inhumane. Not inhumane.
If I had to say 3, I'd say, it's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
When will it end? Get it?
On that note, this is the end of our second episode of J&G Movie Adventure. like I said, go make sure to watch episode one. This every Wednesday we post our movie adventure. Soon, check. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at AJUOfficial. Twitter, all jacked up. JG Movie Adventure. Instagram, JG Adventure. Just look up JG Adventure. You should find us there somewhere on all these platforms. Mm-hmm. Links should be in the description. Yeah. Make sure to stay close attention to AJU Official on Instagram because big announcements coming soon. Quick teaser. Whoa. Just dropped that bombshell on you. Bang. Gianna, any last words?
Yeah, be sure to...
Get her off. Bang. Peace.
That's it.
I don't know. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, be sure to follow us on all those. Check back next week. Let us know what movies you want us to watch. I think Top Gun was a pretty epic one. So let's keep them going and follow us on Letterboxd. We haven't plugged those before, but
yeah, I just showed my top four. Go back and comment. Follow us.
So go.
You'll see instant. That's where you get your instant movie reviews after you watch something. Speaking of which, I got to put something in there. So make sure you go follow to see what film I just watched.
Yeah, and see you all next week.
I'm a pilot now. Salute me.
I'm saluting.
At ease.